From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, April 17th at 8:56. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have mostly weaker trade in early action this morning. May corn down 2.5 at 4:46. December new crop corn down 3.25 at 4:73.5. May soybeans down 7.75 at 11:56. The November contract down 7.5 at 11:48.5. And May Chicago wheat down 11.5 at 5.87. For sure, the big news here this morning is the Strait of Hormuz is rumored to be open. Iran's foreign minister announced that here this morning, and everything is reacting to that headline or the potential. I think a lot of people need to see some results of some of these vessels to get moving. Markets reacting, like I said. Stock market, Dow Jones last check, up 517 points at 49,096. And the big deal, which has been on everyone's mind, is oil and its impact on gasoline, of course. Oil down $10.65 on the May WTI contract at 84.04. So seeing a little relief here on the futures market. It definitely feels like one of those weekends, Kimberly. Of course, this happens on a Friday, and we're going to need to see some evidence and some real follow through. But so there could be some big headlines this weekend, of course. So Sunday night, Monday trade could be very exciting depending on weekend headlines. Of course, I don't know why. This stuff always happens on the weekend or the tail end of the week. Additionally, Lebanon and Israel ceasefire is underway and in effect, and things have calmed down in that region as well. Solid progress on planting here for parts of central Illinois and parts of central Indiana. Now, I'm careful to say that because you go north central, northern Illinois, it's at a standstill, almost 0% planting progress. North of our general listening area, southern Wisconsin, some heavy flooding in that region as well. Kansas corn and soybean planting, I'm hearing, is off to the races. Not a lot emerged, actually, because they've been terribly dry in the state of Kansas. The drought monitor has really improved eastern Corn Belt, and it's gotten worse states like Kansas and Nebraska in the western Corn Belt. The market's keeping an eye on Kansas weather for their HRW winter wheat crop. It's in very poor condition as of right now, but if they can catch a rain here next 3 or 4 weeks, they could salvage it and be an average crop. Wheat is a very, very tough crop. That's why they grow it out there. Weather forecast here locally, we have heavy rains expected for parts of Missouri in the 7-day forecast. And the other big headline folks are pretty nervous about, but they think they'll be okay, generally speaking, but there's a risk of frost Monday morning, early next week. I think some of these soil temperatures being warmer could help us get through that. But still, when you see some of these lows in the low 30s or even high 20s, it makes you a little bit nervous for some of these early planted fields, of course. And then later today, I think my last check around 6 to 8 p.m., we may have severe storms in our listening area here in central Illinois as well. So anything loose you think could blow out of your yard or things like that, bring it inside or tie it down because we got some severe storms expected later today. So I hope everyone has a great weekend and we'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.